The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Are Gentiles the only beneficiaries of eternal salvation in the New Testament? Is God done with Israel? How is God dealing with all of this? We're going to look at Romans chapter 11 today with Ken Yates and Catherine Wright at the discussion table. And we are so glad that you are with us today. This is the Grace Evangelical Society's podcast broadcast called Grace in Focus. The Grace Evangelical Society is a free grace ministry. Our website is faithalone.org. There are all kinds of resources there for you, so check us out at faithalone.org. We even have an online seminary where you can earn an MDiv degree or just take classes. You can find out more about that at gesseminary.org or at faithalone.org. Now, time for our discussion today. Here are Ken and Catherine in Romans chapter 11.
In our last session, Paul ended in 11 verses 8 through 10 by saying that the majority of the nation of Israel in his day was walking in darkness, that God had turned them over because they had hardened their own hearts to the message of grace and they had rejected it. So once again, does that mean God's done with them?
We also saw that they are now vessels for God's wrath. If you've been following us, we've been arguing that wrath in the book of Romans is not hell or the lake of fire, but that this is dealing with the consequences here and now, temporal wrath.
And so that takes us to verse 11, when he's talking about the majority of the nation. He says in verse 11, I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? So another way of wording this, if you're from Kentucky, like me, is God done with them then?
Right.
Is the nation of Israel, since the majority of them have rejected, God has turned them over to the darkness that they've chosen. They're wanting to be justified by works. They reject Christ, the message of grace. Have they stumbled to the point where they've fallen and like that old commercial, and I can't get up, I'm done.
God has washed his hands of them, in other
words. That's right. And Paul says, certainly not. And that's important because a lot of people would say, well, yeah, the remnant are a part, but Paul's not talking about the remnant here.
No.
He's talking about the majority that have rejected, that have stumbled. Have they fallen to the point where they're irredeemable, that God no longer has a plan for the nation of Israel? And Paul says, certainly not. So what's going on here? What's happening? How is God dealing with the world then, if his chosen people are in darkness and the majority of them have stumbled and they've rejected the message? Paul goes on to say, through their fall, to provoke them to jealousy, salvation has come to the Gentiles.
Dun, dun, dun.
So what does Paul mean? Unfortunately, most people say that salvation here means just salvation from hell.
Yeah.
But as we've seen in the book of Romans, that's not what the word salvation means.
Yeah, and I think we've mentioned it before, but if you are looking for a good resource on this particular topic, Bob Wilkin has a book called The 10 Most Misunderstood Words in the Bible, and he has a whole chapter on the word salvation and how the word can refer to all kinds of things in the Bible: salvation from enemies, salvation from sickness, salvation from the lake of fire. If you're looking for a good resource, we'd highly recommend it. You can get it off of our website at faithalone.org. But yeah, we've been arguing that salvation in the book of Romans, the word salvation or sin,
and this is very important,
is from the wrath of God here and now, from the consequences of sin, so that you can have peace with God. Not receive eternal life, but that you can also have fellowship with him. That for the believer, we can walk in the Spirit and experience abundant life.
And the fruit of the Spirit. And Paul talks about this in Romans 7 and 8. And so this is the salvation. In chapter 5, he talks about it is available to the believer through the resurrected Lord who lives within us. So salvation in Romans includes more than, okay, I'm saved from hell. That's just the beginning.
Which for the nation of Israel, isn't that what they need? The nation of Israel needs more than just to go to heaven. They're being offered a deliverance from God's wrath, which they've rejected.
And they have tried to get it through the majority, mm-hmm. through works.
Yeah.
And Paul has just said, no, 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 this election is by God's grace. So when Paul says here in chapter 11, verse 11, God wants to provoke the nation of Israel to jealousy through the salvation that has come to the Gentiles, it's not just the unbelieving Jew is going to look at the Gentiles in the church and say, oh, they're going to go to heaven. No, it's that they are walking righteously.
We mentioned this briefly in the previous episode, but it's so important to acknowledge Gentiles in the Old Testament could be saved.
Saved from hell.
Yeah, saved from hell. We have examples in the Old Testament. Rahab, for example, was a Gentile who came to faith, or Ruth was a Gentile Moabite who came to faith. So we know that there are believers who were Gentiles in the Old Testament, but that were not part of this corporate entity of the nation of Israel. And so to say that salvation has come to the Gentiles here is salvation from hell is bonkers.
Yeah, that would be saying that until Christ, no Gentile could
right.
be saved.
So obviously that's not what Paul is saying.
And that's also another important point that Catherine is bringing up, because a lot of people will look at what we're saying about Romans and go, oh, no, no, no. The free grace message about Romans is crazy. Romans is just telling people how to be saved from hell. No, the salvation in Romans is this life of the Spirit, this life of Christ living through the believer, through the power of the Spirit who raised him from the dead, who now lives within the believer and can live righteously.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes back to Romans 1, 2, and 3, the wrath that people are under because they're enslaved to sin. Well, through the power of the resurrected Lord, we've been set free from that power. So many people look at the New Testament, not just the book of Romans, and say, well, it's just about how to be saved from the lake of fire.
Yeah. Whereas right. what we've been hopefully explaining is that God wants to do more for us than just get us into eternity. He's given us the power of the Spirit so that we can walk with him, that we can live righteously, that we can experience the peace of fellowship with him. There's just so much more than just receiving eternal life. And don't get me wrong, receiving eternal life is amazing, but Paul is trying to share the abundance of God's grace towards us. And even what we talked about in chapter 8, that our suffering is rewardable. That's another blessing that the Lord has given us. And so we hope that you see that through this discussion. Verse 11, salvation here cannot be referring to salvation from hell. Otherwise, you'd have to say that no Gentile was saved until the cross.
Right. And so Paul wants the Jewish nation that as a whole is to look at the lives of these Gentiles who are walking by the Spirit and be provoked to jealousy.
Yeah.
They have something we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, he's talking about walking by the Spirit here, producing the fruit of the Spirit, because if it was just by faith, they couldn't see it. How could they be provoked to jealousy? You can't see faith. Paul says, I want them to see how the Gentiles are living. It is in the Gentiles who are walking by the Spirit that they can see the fulfillment of the law, because it is done by the power of the resurrected Christ who lives within them. He goes on to say in verse 12, now if their fall is riches for the world, and this is the salvation that we're talking about, the salvation that is available to the believer through the Spirit who lives within us, the riches for the world, that Gentiles and Jewish believers now have all of this available to them.
Mm.
If that's riches for the world, and their failure, riches for the Gentiles certainly have benefited from this, the rejection of Christ by the nation of Israel, because now God is dealing with the world through the church, how much more their fullness. The day is coming when the nation of Israel is going to respond positively. They're going to believe, and they're going to experience salvation from the wrath of God as well. The rejection by the nation of Israel of the message of grace as a whole has proved to be riches for the world. The Gentiles now, the message has gone out, the church is God's way of dealing with the world. And Paul says that this is going to provoke the Jewish nation to jealousy. And notice what he says in verse 14. that I may provoke to jealousy those who are my flesh and save some of them.
Bum, bum, bum.
And this goes back to what Catherine was saying just a few minutes ago, that saved here does not just simply mean saved from hell, but saved from the wrath of God, saved in the sense of intimacy with him, of walking by the Spirit. Paul wants Jewish people who as a whole, who have rejected the gospel, to be saved. We would maybe say in the full sense of the word. And then he ends this little section by saying, if being cast away meant the reconciling of the world, if the Jewish nation as a whole has rejected, but it has resulted in reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? And I just want to say as we close this session that reconciliation there is also not just salvation from hell.
Yeah, I have the note for chapter 5, verse 10. Paul is speaking and he says, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
Saved by his life. That God is wanting the Jewish people not only to believe in Jesus and receive eternal life, but to experience life from the dead, to walk righteously. And the nation of Israel, as we're going to see, is going to experience it. God is not done with the nation.
Is it kind of like, yes, you can be a believer, you can have eternal life, you can be his child, but not have fellowship. You cannot, you know, there's people who are estranged from their parents. So there's also a reconciliation that occurs.
Yeah, I guess we could say that positionally we're reconciled when we believe.
Right.
But we can also be in fellowship with him in a present experience.
And that the reconciliation is an additional benefit to receiving eternal life. It's distinct.
This is a lot of stuff, but obviously Paul's main point is he's not done with the nation of Israel, and we're going to see that in our next session. And remember,
keep grace in focus.
Thank you both for that great discussion. Would you like to deepen your understanding of Scripture and the Christian life? Well, a great place to start is our website. It's faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We've got all kinds of free materials on the site available for you. One of those, which is extremely popular, is our magazine, Grace in Focus. It comes out 6 times a year, it's full color, easy to read, and people are really growing who read it. So stop by and get a free subscription at faithalone.org. We would like to thank all of our financial partners who help us keep this show going. All gifts are tax deductible and very much appreciated. If you'd like to find out how you can be a financial partner, visit us at faithalone.org. We are so happy when we hear from listeners. Maybe you've got a question or comment or feedback. If so, please send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. On the next episode of Grace in Focus, is the Apostle Paul giving a lesson in horticulture? With breaking of branches and wild olive branches and grafting some in? Well, just join us for the next episode and you'll hear all about it. See you then. This is the Grace Evangelical Society reminding you to always keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.